So from our Monday morning perch, let's look forward into the week. And joining us to talk about the agenda this week is Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on our partner WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
This week's going to be all about what to you?
Report.
Report. Aha. Mystery there. And we will reveal that mystery a little later on in the conversation. Charlie Herman, economics and business editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. What do you think this week's going to be about?
Workaround.
Workaround. Interesting. Very interesting. Callie, let's begin with you. We've been talking about this Iraq announcement late last week that the president made. All troops will be home by the end of the year. What do you think the political fallout of that is, if there was any domestic political consideration in making that decision?
Well, it's already falling out. The Republicans have come out and criticized President Obama quite severely, actually, saying that there's just going to be an undoing of all that. The whole purpose of being there was to make certain that we had a presence there and that there could have been a better negotiation with the Iraqis, on and on and on. So lots of folks are not quite happy. I think the other part of that, though, is that there's going to put more pressure on an examination of why are we in Afghanistan, because more and more those two are linked.
But politically, it divides into the bring the boys home idea of perhaps Democrats, mostly Democrats, and the cut and run sort of criticism from the Republicans. That's Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH. Estimates of the cost of that war, upwards of $800 billion. Charlie Herman, we'd love to have that $800 billion now, maybe to put into home mortgages.
Home mortgage, pay down the debt, or in particular, home mortgages. And that gets to this idea that the president is expected today in Nevada, really the foreclosure capital, if you
ground
will.
Zero
ground
of
zero
the foreclosure
foreclosures.
Capital. Yes,
and people who are also underwater, meaning they owe more than their home is worth, that it's expected the president will announce a new program to try and help those people. There have been some programs that are out there, but this would be new rules that would really help people. You know, if, consider that you have a mortgage for $200,000, but maybe your home is worth $150,000. You may be paying a 6 or 7% interest rate. You're making the monthly payment. You're doing fine, but you can't refinance because your home is worth less.
Right.
If you could refinance, if you could get that lower mortgage rate, that could free up, you know, $300, $400 a month that you could actually spend or save or pay off other debts.
And up until now, there's been no refinance program that's been able to touch the underwater issue.
To touch it very slightly. I mean, there's been a program. It goes up to, without getting the specifics, it's just a very small majority of people have been able, percentage of people have been helped. So this is an attempt to try and expand this. You know, there are probably about 8 million Americans or 8 million homes that have a mortgage that are underwater, that are negative equity, but have these higher interest rates. So it's great. The Federal Reserve has pushed down this interest rate. But if you can't get a mortgage, refi doesn't help you.
And it's trying to get some of that enormous amount of cash on the sidelines,
but, you know,
out
more
of the parking lot.
More to the point, the president is working around Congress. You have the Federal Reserve sort of going
right
around Congress. It's in a time in this sort of political lockjaw that you have, or however you want to describe it, on Capitol Hill. The president, he's trying to find ways around them.
That's Charlie Herman. Workaround is the word of the week. Economics and business editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Callie Crossley, it appears a battle in the culture wars possibly will be taking place as a Pentagon report is released on the future role of women in the military. And here's a clip from Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno, who actually has already, in advance of the report, announced that he's pretty critical of it. Listen.
This is about managing talent. And we have incredibly talented females who should be in those positions.
Callie Crossley, it sounds like Odierno wants women in combat positions and the Pentagon maybe not. What's this report going to say?
My word is report, because this is a very special report that was put off from September so there could be more work on it, and it's due to be at the end of this month. General Casey apparently approved and said that women ought to be considered, as Odierno is saying, as important talent, and we have to get past this not in combat. And here's the bottom line. Women are doing the jobs. Maybe there's no official notation that they're doing the jobs and being called combat jobs, but they are doing them.
So this is another one of these, like, don't ask, don't tell, acknowledging the reality on the ground.
Exactly.
Why is that so difficult for the Pentagon?
You know, I think you said it. I mean, I think it's a cultural shift, and it means that you have to announce it formally. But I think, as happened with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, by the time they get around to putting the pass on it in some public way, they'll discover that a lot of people are like, okay, what's the big deal?
So interesting. Yeah, there we go. Here we go again. That's Callie Crossley, the Callie Crossley Show up in Boston. So to both of you, new economic figures this week. It seems to me, Charlie, that they're having some difficulty over there in the Commerce Department figuring out whether the GDP is actually flat, if it's growing. They keep revising it every month. We're going to get another one this week, right?
Well, that's part of the process. They come out with three reports for each quarter, so we're getting the advanced look at the third quarter that just ended. And it's expected to go up to possibly 3% growth, which is pretty strong, which would be good political news for the president to show that there's growth.
Where is this growth? How do they do the numbers?
Some of them is the rebound. You know, the summer was really bad, the follow-through of Japan. I mean, there's a lot of explanations.
The stock market went nuts on the GE news, which suggests that manufacturing may be doing well.
You know, it could be doing well. I mean, there is an element to this that the economy is doing perhaps better than we believe. At the same time, that even if this number comes in strong, that doesn't mean that all the Cassandras out there are going to not be worrying that we're perhaps going back into another recession. I mean, we still have to fix jobs and we still have to fix housing. And until those two things are really resolved, there's always going to be this worry that we'll drop back down.
And did Cassandra buy a house last month? New home sales will be out this week.
Well, new home sales will be out this month. I mean, housing sales are looking terrible right now overall. I mean, one analyst said that the numbers are shaping up this year could be the worst year on record for existing home sales, which makes up the majority of sales. So we get the final picture this week with new home sales.
Charlie Herman. Callie Crossley, let's end with you. They're voting in Tunisia. 90% of the eligible voters went to the polls. What a democratic flowering there is. But on Capitol Hill, the first public report from the super committee, which has been in secret up till now, on the future of spending in Washington. What's going to happen this week?
Well, they're going to have a public hearing on Wednesday, and they're putting the budget chief in the chair. He's been in the chair once before. They've been meeting behind closed doors and receiving a lot of criticism for that. So they have been meeting, but they have a final deal to get to before Thanksgiving, and the vote is scheduled for December 23rd.
Big of them to have a public meeting after 6 weeks in behind closed doors, eh?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if anybody wanted to know, if everybody wants to know what these people are talking about, this ought to be out in the public so that there's no, well, there's going to probably be some confusion, but whatever.
Well, we're talking about it. Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH, and Charlie Herman from the Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Thanks, guys. There's your agenda.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.